with more twists and turns than Riding the Monster. It's Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz. What happened on Star 102.5?
Kate's our listener who got a hold of us asking for some help to find out what happened with Sam. She's being ghosted, she says. And, well, our What Happened segment is brought to you by Fiscus Jewelers, your jeweler for life. So let's see if we can help out here. All right, Kate, how you doing? Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for your help.
Well, I hope so.
We've done nothing yet.
I hope so. All right. You said you've been being ghosted. You've been being ghosted by Sam is what you told us in your email. So what? How long has that been going on?
Yeah, so it's been about a month now. It's just crazy. And at this point, I wouldn't even care if he said he wasn't interested.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. You just want an answer? Is that what you mean?
Yes, it's like, will he or won't he? It's so frustrating.
Okay.
Gotcha.
All right.
Sure.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
But all right, so let's back up a little bit. Tell us how you met and what's happened to this point.
Well, we met on OkCupid, and he started by sending me a dating meme, which was a pretty fun way to break the ice.
Okay.
We got along, and he asked me to dinner.
Dinner went well?
It went really well. It was really nice. He's such a gentleman. I mean, pulling out chairs and opening doors. It was really cute and honestly made me feel so special.
All right.
Okay. Well, I mean, this is just, I don't understand how something can go so well and so swimmingly for one person.
Yeah. Well, that's what this always is. One person remembers it one way and... Mm-hmm. The other one usually doesn't, but we'll see about that. So anything that sticks out to you, though, Kate, that may come up when we talk to Sam?
Nothing. Nothing. Okay. I've been trying to figure out what the problem is. I just have absolutely no idea.
Okay. Right. Well, this is either a case of lack of self-awareness or maybe someone being overly critical.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, well, right. So, you know, we have tracked Sam down, Kate. So we're going to... He's been on hold. He hasn't heard what you told us because we want to get his side, too. So we're going to put you on hold now. We'll bring you back in a few minutes, okay?
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, let's get... let's put Kate on hold. All right, Sam? Hi, Sam.
Hi. Hey, hello?
Hey, Sam, it's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt at Star. Good morning. How's it going?
Going fine. How y'all doing?
Good.
We're good. We're good. All right. Well, we are calling, I'm sure you're wondering why, we are calling to talk to you about Kate and your date with her. She said it's been a little while since she heard from you, but she thought you had a good time. So we'd just like to ask you about it and see what you thought. She asked us to contact you.
I mean, it was a good time. I mean, she's a very knowledgeable person. It was kind of exciting to pick someone's mind who was, you know, quite intelligent for a change.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds nice.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, was there something that you didn't like?
I mean, well, like physically, you mean? Like, first of all, I mean, I do know that her profile, she had long hair and she showed up with really, really short hair, which is like not necessarily my thing. I don't know. Not a deal breaker, though.
Okay. So okay. Not a deal breaker.
Okay. So
yeah, she's very, very attractive, etc.
All right. Well, she was smart, attractive. It's obvious what happened here. So. All right, hang
this
on.
This is weird.
Let's take a break and see. We're going to try and get a little more out of Sam if we can here in a minute. See if we can find out why he's been ghosting Kate. What's going on?
Couldn't be part of the conversation on air? Follow the thread on the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt Facebook page.